أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كافها يا عين صاد ذكر رحمة ربك عبده زكريا إذ نادى ربه نداء خفيا صدق الله العظيم. These are the opening ayat of Surah Maryam. The choice for Surah Maryam in this month of Ramadan will manifest on its own, that we will see how many lessons we can gain in getting closeness to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and thereby enhancing our ibadat and turning our hearts more towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Just a few background aspects with regards to the surah. This surah is a Makki surah, that is, it was revealed before the hijrah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the placement of the Quran Sharif in recitation, it is the 19th surah of the Quran and it consists 98 verses. The one important aspect with regards to the surah is it is from amongst the earlier surahs that was revealed to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In a clear way and a clear manner in understanding this, we know in the fifth year of the Nubuwat. Fifth year of the Nubuwat will mean before the hijrat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One hijrat had taken place where the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were gone and they went to Abyssinia, present day Ethiopia. Two times this hijrat had occurred, in the 50th of the hijrah, in the 50th of the Nubuwat, in the month of Rajab, the first group had gone to Ethiopia. When they had gone there, because of the difficulties in Makkah, they were unable to practice on the deen, they were unable to recite Quran Sharif, perform Salat, etc. So that group went. When they went to Abyssinia, they heard a rumor that things have changed in Makkah and the people of Makkah have accepted Iman and Islam. So that group came back and then they realized that this was a rumor, and a second group had gone to Abyssinia. In that group was Sayyidina Ja'far ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the brother of Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. When that group went to Abyssinia, the people of Makkah had decided that they send a delegation to the Negus, Najashi of Abyssinia, to petition him, to explain to him, and of course to give an incorrect perspective of this group of people that have come to his country. Hence, two men in this delegation went with a lot of gifts. They met Najashi and they began to speak about the Sahaba, about this message of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in an incorrect manner, that this Islam is breaking of family ties and that is what it stands for. But Najashi himself was a very just person. He was a Christian, a very committed Christian, a man that was understanding, and he did not accept what was said about the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and of course the message of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Najashi called upon this group of Muslims to make him understand what the deen was about. Sayyidina Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu was appointed the spokesman, and he went and he spoke to Najashi about Islam and what Islam stands for, the Tawheed, the Nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, etc. Then Najashi said to him, recite from me that this kitab, from this kitab that you speak about. Hence, Sayyidina Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu began to recite, and of course, the most appropriate choice was the opening ayat and the opening verses of Surah Maryam. And as he recited, it comes in the narration, the other Sahaba that were there, they began to explain that Najashi began to cry. And he cried to the extent that his beard had become drenched. Christians in those days, used to have beards. They followed Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. In the hadith, it come min al-fitratil anbiya, from amongst the natural disposition of anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, was keeping the beard. And then the other courtiers who were also priests, they had understood the kitabs. They had all the kitabs in front of them. The narrator says that they cried so much that those kitabs began to soak. So all of this happened before the hijrat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So hence we understand two things. One was this, that this surah was revealed very early in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the other aspect is that they heard this kitab of Allah and they cried. They understood. Najashi then said that when I heard the verses of your Quran, I understood that it comes from the same niche. Niche is a place on the wall where they used to put lamps before. In other words, it has the same spiritual effect that the Torah, that the Injil had, the one that was revealed to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. So hence here, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala begins the surah with kaf, ha, ya, ayn, sad. Insofar as the technicalities of this is concerned, it is called the huruful muqatta'at, disjointed letters. In other words, each letter is going to be read separately, is going to be read independently. Two aspects very quickly with regards to these letters that are disjointed. Number one, they are 29 out of the 114 surahs of the Quran that begin with these letters. Alif, Lam, Mim, Ha, Mim, Ta, Ha, here we got Kaf, Ha, Ya, Ain, Sad, etc. This was never in the dialect of the people of Makkah, and even in English also, nobody begins to speak with alphabets being said separately and then the speech starts. This was something that was very different, and it attracted many an Arab to see how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed. And the actual second part of it is that when we look at these 29 surahs, we will find that out of 29 surahs, 24 of them Allah Ta'ala takes qasam of the Quran, or Allah speaks about the Quran. Alif, Lam, Mim, Zalika al-Kitab, Yasin, wal-Quran al-Hakim. We will find the Quran is being mentioned but five surahs, and this is one of those five surahs of the Quran Sharif, in which Allah Ta'ala doesn't speak about the Quran in itself, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about a very, very important aspect. And hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about His slave, His servant, Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah says, ذِكْرُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ عَبْدَهُ زَكَرِيَّا, that this is the mention, this is the remembrance of the rahmah, that is the mercy of your Rabb, of His slave, that is Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salatu wassalam. Inshallah we'll continue. May Allah give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.